Good morning. Good morning. We'll call together the Appropriations Subcommittee on Higher Education. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm here.
Senator Simmons.
Here.
Senator Bradley.
Here.
Senator Clemens.
Here.
Senator Farmer.
Here.
Senator Lee. Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Senators, we have before us today the Chair's final proposal for fiscal year 2017-18 Appropriations Subcommittee on Higher Education. This will go to the full Appropriations Committee, provided that someone so moves to do so. Before we go into Q&A, if there is any, I'd like to thank all of the members of this committee for their continued input, the advocacy that we received on behalf of the higher education system as a whole, both the state college system as well as the university system. And, you know, you all know this, but it's worth saying every time, you cannot get something like this done without a wonderful staff. And our staff has worked exceedingly hard to make sure we have operated within our allocation, heard what you all have put together, and I'd like to give them a round of applause. Tim, you and your team are great. That may be the only applause this budget gets. with that, I'll hit some highlights, and then we'll open up into Q&A. As discussed yesterday, some of the highlights are $312.7 million, or an 11% increase for university operations to provide additional funds for universities to improve faculty recruitment and retention and to improve student outcomes. $180 million increase for Bright Futures Scholarship, including 100% tuition and fees for the FAS, $300 per semester textbook stipend for FAS students, and the summer awards. In addition, we have a $126 million or 81% increase for need-based aid, which is important to this committee, $121 million increase for Florida Student Assistant Grant, $5.3 million increase or doubling of the funding for the first generation matching grant. And those are some components that I think we can take pride in. Just by way of housekeeping, behind tab one, you have the detailed budget spreadsheets. Tab 1B is the project funding information. Tab C covers the World Class Scholar Fund. Tab D is the distribution of the Professional Graduate Degree Excellent Program. And then 1E and 1F are the implementing bill summary and the proviso. We'll not go line by line through these documents today. There's not significant changes from the preliminary budget that you received, and you all have been very hands-on. So I think at this point, I'll just open up for comments, questions, or any other approach business that the committee thinks that we need to address with regard to the proposal. Senator Farmer, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And first of all, I want to say, as a new freshman senator, that this is the most challenging part about being a legislator, is dealing with the budget and dealing with the line items. And I want to echo your comments about staff, particularly Tim. He was kind enough to spend some time with me early on. You and others, Chair Simmons as well, have guided me and helped me try to understand this very complicated process. And with the shrinking pie, it's a difficult process. As I have been throughout the process, attempting to try to find a balance between promoting our universities and making sure we don't take too much away from our colleges, I can't help but note that just between line 6B and 6C, we've got $85 million in lost revenue between performance funding suspension and the developmental education reduction. And I maybe didn't do my job as well as I should in advocating for these items. I'm hopeful that as we move forward that we can maybe revisit that a little bit. Performance funding, I think I understand. We're in the process of maybe shifting how we do some things, and so that may be captured in other places. But the developmental education reduction is particularly concerning to me, because we're talking about a student population that's elderly or older than our typical university population. Those dollars provide remedial services. Just by way of an example, somebody, a veteran who comes back, who's been in service, who's been out of school for 6-7 years, now has to take algebra again. He needs some remedial tutoring to get, I mean, heck, I don't think there's any of us sitting up here who could pass an algebra test right now if we had to take one. So again, I realize and I appreciate the challenges that you have in trying to carve up this pie. But I'm hopeful that somehow we can maybe get some of that back in, because I think it could have, combined with some of the other things that we're doing with our college system, could really have a deficit. I know in Broward County, I think that'll be about a $7 to $8 million hit for our remedial students. And so I'll continue to advocate that for that, and maybe burn a path to your door and see if we can't maybe try to help put some of that back in. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Further questions or comments? I'll just make a brief comment, and certainly I understand what you have raised, and it is important and something that we need to continue to look at as we move forward. Obviously, we operate within an allocation. I was here when we changed the developmental education process within the college system, and since that, when that change was initially made, there was a commensurate cut that eventually we didn't include. Since that time, there has been in DevEd a 54% decrease in FTE. So the dollars that were originally at that number, you've had basically a 50% decrease, together with a $151 million increase to the system during that same period. And so when I was looking with the committee at that cuts, you know, we wanted to the extent possible protect the base funding for our colleges, and the performance funding is still an on top incentive funding that otherwise would have had to come out of the base. But having said that, you know, everybody's input is important. We'll continue to work on these issues through full approach through the floor and then into conference, and who knows, maybe in the special session. Senator Clements, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to thank the staff that put together, you know, when it comes to these local funding initiatives, it's so much easier especially for somebody who hasn't sat on this committee before, to see the 2016-17 budget number and then where we at now, where we're at this year. So I appreciate them doing that. And I'm wondering in the future whether it might be possible to do that with the front section of the budget, the state university system, the college system, so that we know, you know, kind of where we're moving up or down dollars. I don't want to create too much extra work for them, but I really enjoyed, you know, the ability to be able to do that with the local funding initiatives, and if that's something
okay
as we move forward in the future, so we know from year to year what we're doing, that would be.
And Tim's nodding yes, and I think the more information we can have as senators, the better. Further comment? Okay, and by the way, I was not predicting, I was joking about the special session. At this time, I will entertain a motion to accept the chair's proposal for Appropriations Subcommittee on Higher Ed Budget, Proviso Language and Implementing Bill. Is there a motion? And we won't vote on this motion. It simply moves it to the next page. Senator Bradley has made the motion. We'll show that adopted. I also need a motion to forward our budget recommendation to the full Appropriations Committee, and Vice Chair Simmons makes that motion, showed adopted without objection. And then, of course, to allow staff to make technical changes and adjustments. Senator Simmons makes that motion as well, showed adopted without objection. Okay, well, that completes our initial work, and next stop is full appropriations, and we'll get you your information, Senator Clements, and we'll take another look at some of the issues that you raised, Senator Farmer. With that, Chairman Bradley moves, we adjourn.